We'll take our reading tonight from Mark chapter 16, verse 16. You can turn along if you want, but I assume most of you here probably know this scripture by heart. There Jesus says to his disciples, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." Tonight, I want to talk about five differing viewpoints held on this verse found amongst the religious world today. Before we go any further, we have an opportunity to, again, avail ourselves on the avenue of prayer. We ask that you would humble yourselves in some manner while the one leads us in that thought. So, I did a small little PowerPoint just to try to help out with the phrasing, because we're going to have a lot of this different phrasing of the same verse, and it can be confusing. So I just did as simple as a PowerPoint can be, and I'm probably going to mess it up. So bear with me with that. I've never used a PowerPoint before. Hopefully it goes well. The statement made by Jesus in Mark 16, verse 16, is so plain, so clear, and yet so controversial and avoided in the religious world we live in today, that you rarely hear it referred to by denominational preachers, whether it be in their churches or on TV or on the radio. And if they do mention it, they feel it necessary to give an explanation that goes against the clear statements of Jesus. And again, I'm giving reference to the words found in Mark 16, 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Now, to illustrate what I just said, I want to take a look at four different views as are taught by men today, and contrast those views with the one plainly stated by Jesus Christ and supported by his apostles in their teaching and preaching. Now, the first view is one held by those who don't even profess to be Christians, but for the purpose of this lesson should be considered. In essence, they would say, he who believes and is baptized will not be saved. Now, this view is held by basically two groups of people. One group, just atheists, those who don't believe in God at all, heaven or hell, or salvation of any kind, but also those of different faiths, like Jews or Muslims or Hindus, those who believe in a different God or multiple gods. They believe in a salvation, but they don't believe in the salvation that is to be found in Jesus Christ. They don't believe, and they believe that believing in Jesus or being baptized in his baptism is contrary to the will of their God or their gods. But those who accept Jesus and the authority of his apostles reject such a view. We believe there is one God, only one true living God who offers salvation, contrary to the views of those we just mentioned. In 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4, it says, For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The Bible teaches that salvation only comes through Jesus Christ, contrary to the teachings of the many other faiths out there. Continuing on in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, it there says, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time." In John 14 and 6, Jesus Christ himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Though I doubt anybody here holds to this view, there are some who do, and it only begins to illustrate that some are willing to deny the very plain statements of Jesus. But let's consider a second view, and that is, he who does not believe and is not baptized will be saved. There are some who actually believe this. I know that's hard for us to believe. The group that believes this is called Universalist, and they believe that eventually God will save everybody. And to support their view, sometimes they'll isolate some verses like 2 Timothy 2 and 6, where it says, "Who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time." And again, they'll isolate verses like this and teach that God will one day save all men, no matter what, at some point. But again, those who know the teachings of Christ, and specifically the Apostle Paul, likewise reject such a view. Paul said in Ephesians 5, 5 and 6, "For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Jesus Christ himself said that there would only be a few who would be saved. Matthew 7:13-14, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. The Bible never teaches that all men will be saved, but on the contrary, that most men will not be saved. To hold this view renders the majority of the New Testament useless and worthless, and defies the teaching of not only the apostles, but of Jesus Christ himself. The scriptures are clear that we should be watchful and ready at any given time so that we can be prepared for the Lord's return. Ephesians 5:15-17, Paul there says, look carefully at how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Now again, most Bible-believing professing Christians would never treat Mark 16:16 the way the first two views do here. But as we consider two more views, may it start hitting a little closer to home. Now let's reread our main passage before we move on, because again, these can be, it can make things garbled when you start reading them together. Jesus said, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Now the third view can be phrased as such. He who does not believe and is baptized will be saved. Now again, with this verse, I know some of you might be thinking, who in their right mind would believe such a thing? Jesus is obvious and apparent in his teaching that we must believe in him, but this is a doctrine out there. A pretty popular doctrine. This is what the Catholics believe, basically. In fact, the view is held by most who practice infant baptism, not just Catholics, but everybody who practices baptizing babies. By baptizing infants who are incapable of faith, they indicate that faith is not essential to salvation. Babies can't believe in Jesus the way the scriptures require. Babies can't repent. Babies cannot confess. Some, like the Lutherans, try to get around this by saying that God imparts saving faith to the infant, so baptism can still save the child. But this doctrine or anything close to it is never found, nothing's even close to be found within the Holy Scriptures. The Bible teaches that faith is necessary. It is a prerequisite for baptism. In Acts 8:35-37, there says, then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told them the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized? And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he replied, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So the condition found in this verse is, if you believe, you may, which teaches us that if you do not believe, you may not be baptized, or at least you can, but it's going to be pointless. It will not grant you salvation, because faith is a necessity. It is a prerequisite in order to be saved. Jesus Christ himself said in John 8:24, I told you that you will die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. But faith is also a prerequisite for salvation. Romans 10:9-10, it says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in all your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. But also in reference to infant baptism, this is typically done by sprinkling or pouring, and is not a biblical baptism. The Greek word used in the Bible is baptizo, and it literally means to immerse. This is why baptism is described in the Bible as a burial. In Romans 6:3-4, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him in baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Sprinkling or pouring was substituted in the place of baptism, the immersion type baptism, hundreds of years after Christ and his apostles were gone. And by keeping the tradition of men by sprinkling or pouring, we fail to keep the command of God concerning baptism. Jesus' condemnation of displacing God's commands by tradition of men's is found in Matthew 15, verses 3 through 9. Thus, baptizing infants is without scriptural precedent. There are no commands or examples of infant baptism anywhere in the scripture. And since the prerequisites of faith and of salvation are faith and repentance and the ability to confess are beyond the infant's capability, they are not suitable candidates for baptism. I am confident that those who hold this view of sprinkling infants, for the most part, are generally honest and sincere. I just had a nurse I work with a few weeks ago have the, I forget what it's called, but she had her 9-month-old or 10-month-old baptized. The christening, I think. Anyway, so, and she was honest about it. She was a sincere individual, but despite their honest sincerity, they are just as guilty of twisting the words of Jesus as are the atheists, the unbelieving Jews, Muslims, Hindus, etc., and the universalist. Moving on, there's another view that I believe is sincerely held by many. That is, he who believes and is not baptized will be saved. Now, this is by far the most popular viewpoint held by the religious world today. This view is held by those who believe in salvation by faith only, that one is saved before baptism, that baptism is not essential to salvation. This view is held for all practical purposes by most members of various denominations today. But Jesus and his apostles clearly taught differently, that faith alone cannot save. Jesus Christ declared this, Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Luke 6:46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? His apostles taught this at Hebrews 5:9. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. 1 Peter 1:22. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. James said it the strongest, though, in James 2:17. So also faith by itself is dead, having not works. That baptism is essential to salvation, according to Jesus. Jesus answered truly, in John 3:5, it says, Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And again, in our opening text, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Mark 16:16. According to his apostles, Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38. Lastly, Paul said in Colossians 2:12-13, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead, and you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses. Again, I believe that many of those who hold this view are sincere in their faith and are not knowingly twisting the words of Jesus, but even so, what they are practicing and teaching is false. It's false doctrine when aligned with the Holy Scriptures. And this leads us to our fifth and final view tonight, one that I believe we are compelled to accept. Just as Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. This view takes the words of Jesus at face value. It needs no paraphrasing. No explanations are necessary. Jesus says what he means, and he means what he says. Now, we've already seen previously that the Bible teaches that one must believe. Jesus said, unless you believe, you will die in your sins. That one must be baptized in order to receive forgiveness of sins. We as the Church of Christ believe that belief and baptism are both essential to receive forgiveness of sins and therefore and thus salvation. We don't try to keep one while explaining away the other. We teach that if you believe in Jesus Christ with all your heart, you can be baptized, just like the Ethiopian eunuch we read about, and have your sins washed away. In conclusion tonight, which of the five views of Mark 16:16 do you hold? He who believes and is baptized will not be saved? I hope not, because that would be a hopeless and miserable life. He who does not believe and is not baptized will be saved. He who does not believe and is baptized will be saved. He who believes and is not baptized will be saved. That's the most popular. Or the one that Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. It should be clear that there is only one view that is in harmony with Jesus' words, and there is only one that does not involve tampering with the clear statement of Jesus. But perhaps more importantly, which of these views is your life consistent? One may hold intellectually to the fifth view, but act as though they believe the second view. By never confessing faith in Christ and being baptized, one may intellectually hold to the fifth, but act as they believe the third view. For though they may have been baptized, they are not living the life of faith required of one in Jesus. One might intellectually hold to the fifth, but act as though they believe the fourth. For while believing in Jesus, they have never submitted to being baptized. Only those who have come to Jesus in faith and acted in harmony with his teachings can have the assurance of salvation. The words of the Bible are clear. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2 and 38. Also, Acts 22 and 16. "And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized. Wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." How is it with you tonight? Have you been baptized? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Are you willing to repent of your sins and confess your faith in him? If so, and you have not been baptized, tonight's a perfect night. We have a baptistry here. We have water. We can take care of that for you, wash your sins away, and add you to the church. If you've taken these steps but have fallen away and need the prayers of the church in some fashion, we can assist you as well. If we have one of either class, we ask you please come while we stand and while we sing.